Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, what a busy night last night was. You had the Democratic National Convention going on in Charlotte. You had Fashion Night Out going on across the country, but of course based in New York. And then, of course, the MTV VMAs in L.A. So I figure I'm out in L.A. right now doing the Ralphie Radio Show live from the West Coast. Life and Style Weekly, Jordy Lippi, she's based in New York. She was at Fashion Night Out. So, Jordy, I figure between the two of us, we can just cover everything in about 3 minutes. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, so we'll start off first with your sister publication's after party. In Touch Weekly did a VMA after party last night that I had the privilege and honor of attending. It was in the infamous Hollywood establishment, the Chateau Marmont. And Jordy, just speak a little bit about Chateau Marmont for those who aren't familiar with the hotel.
Chateau Marmont is probably one of the most classic and notorious hotels in LA. Marilyn Monroe used to stay in a bungalow there, and even recently Lindsay Lohan apparently has been kicked out because she wasn't paying her hotel bill. But you could pretty much go there any day of the week and see a celebrity. So it's just, you know, it's typical that In Touch would absolutely have a VMA party there and bring out all the stars in droves, including yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did get to go, and we had a good time there as we were kind of moving along to the beats of DJ Pauly D, who was in the mix. Something that garnished a lot of attention, Jordy, I was kind of surprised on Twitter, or maybe you saw me tweeting about this, but Nick and Joe Jonas were there.
Yes, the Jonas Brothers. We're huge fans of them over at both magazines, actually.
Now, here's the thing. As soon as I tweeted out that I saw them at the party, I was one of the few people that did it, and immediately I was getting a ton of retweets and at replies about it from Jonas Brothers fans across the world. Jordy, I'm thinking it's because Joe and Nick don't usually go to these after parties. Would I be correct in that assumption?
You would be correct in that assumption in most cases. I think Nick tends to stay home a little bit more because he really is the working boy in the family now. Joe, he goes to these parties. He's just not so public about them. So you spotting them and tweeting them definitely blew his cover a little bit, maybe.
I got to say one other show. Well, my buddy David Justice was there. I got to chat baseball with him, which was really the highlight of my night. Keenan Cahill was there. You know who else was there? And he was really stealing the spotlight, Jordy. Carlton.
Ooh.
Yeah, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Great party. I'm jealous.
and our girl Sam got a picture with him, too. So you're going to have to make sure to ask to see that when she gets back to New York.
Oh, I've seen it. It's on Facebook already.
Of course it is. I'm not even surprised. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Okay, so while I was covering the VMAs in L.A., Fashion Night Out was going on in New York. Jordy, you were going around to some of the different events. Who did you speak with?
Yeah, it was absolute mass chaos last night here in New York. I got the privilege of going to the QVC event and talking with Nicole Richie and Jennifer Hudson. And then I headed downtown and I caught up with Jonathan Cheban, who, as you know, is Kim Kardashian's best friend. And it was just a whirlwind. Other reporters here were able to go and talk to Kim Kardashian herself and Scott Disick and Olivia Palermo and just everyone involved in the fashion world. And as you mentioned before in your intro about the DNC, Kim Kardashian actually left from Fashion's Night Out at like a moment's notice, hopped on a plane and went straight down to the DNC too. So it was quite the whirlwind for everyone last night.
Enough star power to go around though, certainly between the three events that were going on across the country. A lot of big stuff, and it was, I was having a hard enough time keeping up with just the VMA stuff, let alone everything else that was going on. I had to try to catch up with that after the fact, as I'm sure the case was with you.
Absolutely, and it's going to keep on going because it's Fashion Week here in New York, so there will be plenty more celebrities to go around. Katie Holmes is debuting her line next week, so is Victoria Beckham. So it's going to keep on going. And of course, Jessica Simpson is debuting her new body on Katie Couric's show on Monday here in New York too. So lots and lots going on.
And by the way, speaking of Jessica Simpson, she graces the latest cover of Life and Style Weekly about that weight loss. If you want to check that out on newsstands now, senior news editor Jordy Lippi making some time here. Of course, as always, we recap the week that was, or really the night that was, because it was a crazy Thursday indeed. Jordy, have a great weekend.
You too.